I'm Salmon, and welcome to the tripod. I'm Salmon, and this is...
Basically, hi. I can be basically anything, so you'll see me in a whole bunch of different characters.
Yeah. So today, we're going to be talking about an array of different topics, but we're going to be starting off with drawing. So basically, how good are you at drawing?
I'm pretty good at drawing. The way that I started out drawing stick figures on my folder at school. You know, that little homework folder that we used to have?
Oh, yeah. I also started drawing stick figures. My very first drawing I ever did was, like, this box character. I painted it, and it's now in an art museum. Just kidding.
Yeah, well, the first drawing that I ever did, it was this stick man, and it was standing in a field of flowers, and then it started raining, and the stick man cried.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a dark child.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just started drawing stick figures a lot. I was like 2 or 3 when I drew the... box character. And, well, ever since then, I just kept drawing. And now it's just become a hobby.
Yeah. That's how most hobbies start.
Yeah. It's great. I love drawing. I hope not to stop. And it's great.
Yeah, so, good skills to have when you're drawing. Salmon, what would you say is the hardest thing to draw?
Hardest thing to draw for me is people, like realistic people. Because I just draw, like, cartoony characters. Because, well, they're easy to draw and they give me good practice.
Yeah, people, very hard. Because people come in all different sizes and shapes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, like, look at tutorials. And it's, like, all of these complicated things. It's like, oh, crap, how do I draw that? And then you do, and then it doesn't look the same. Because something just messed up.
Yeah, so, people, very hard. What would you say is the hardest thing to draw on people?
On people, everything.
I'd say probably the face.
Oh, wait, I thought you said, like, draw on people, like, draw on people. Like,
No, wait, what part of the person is the hardest?
What part of the person? Probably the face.
Either that or the body. I always think that my people look fat.
It's either that or the hands. The hands, I kind of have them down, but sometimes I just draw them horribly wrong, and I question my existence, because I'm just a fish.
So, guys, moral of the story is, watch tutorials, get good, and do good in life.
Yeah. Hi, welcome back to the tripod. My name is Salmon.
And my name is Basically.
And today we're going to talk about Apex and Fortnite now. We just talked about drawing previously.
So, what is your opinion on Fortnite, Salmon?
My opinion on Fortnite is kind of mixed right now. I just got into Apex. It's kind of a controversial topic because a lot of people think that Apex will destroy Fortnite and Fortnite will die eventually. But every game does that, right?
Yeah.
Every game has to die eventually.
I still remember when we used to play Super Mario Bros.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. It's dead now.
Well, no, that's considered a classic. So classics don't really die.
Yeah, it is considered a classic, but then again, who plays classics?
I do.
Yeah, I play some classics. Like, I still play the little Sonic the Hedgehog game for the Sony.
Nice. So what is your thoughts on Fortnite? We just got
my thoughts on Fortnite. It could use some upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best game.
Yeah. I like Fortnite, but I don't really play it as much because of the other game we're talking about.
If the creators of Apex and Fortnite got together and made a game, it would probably be perfect.
Yeah. Respawn and Epic presents Fortnite. Pex.
Wow.
Stop.
No, it was called Fortnite Legends.
Fortnite Legends. Sorry, it's just Clank in there.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like... Okay, so let's talk about Apex. Have you played Apex?
Not really.
I actually like Apex. Some people don't because they just play Fortnite. So yeah, they're both Battle Royale games. They're both, well, no. One's a class-based One is a class-based shooter. One of them is just a Battle Royale. Nothing really special about that. The pros and cons are basically... Apex only has one mode, and it's basically just trios. Fortnite has an array of modes, solo, duo, squads, trios, and LTMs.
Yeah, but the only bad thing about Fortnite is there's special events like the Floor is Lava event and the, Food Fight event. Those were both very fun events, but then they got rid of them, and yeah. Now they're gone.
But you can't... That's why they're events, though. You can't keep them in your game forever.
Yeah, but it would be better if they were just modes like trio and duos and solo and squads. If they just stayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
It's like Christmas. It only comes one time a year.
Yeah. So, yeah. I say Apex is really fun because it emphasizes teamwork again as much. Basically, you're only allowed to play in teams of three, which is trios. And yeah, basically Fortnite has all of these modes.
Yeah, but Fortnite doesn't have trios. Yeah. It only has duos and squads and solo.
Well, no, they did bring... trios to the game. Okay, so basically, Fortnite is very unique because you can build in Fortnite, and Apex and literally any other battle royale except for what creative destruction, you cannot build. So I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah, it's like Apex and Minecraft had a baby, and it was Fortnite.
I know, right? Except Fortnite came before Apex did.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh. I just kind of ruined it.
Not really. So let's just keep talking about Apex.
So Apex... Basically, yeah, it's a class-based shooter. That means you can be different characters, and it will give you different abilities, such as, like, I don't know, the Mirage, which you can throw clones, and Lifeline you can heal people with, and it's very useful. I use Lifeline most.
Yeah.
Basically, I have been playing Apex for the past week or so, and I've gotten really addicted because I just love how the game works and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of gun in Fortnite? Mine would probably be snipers.
Mine, shotguns. They're kind of both. Especially the combat shotgun.
Yeah, if I was going to use a shotgun, I'd want a scoped shotgun.
Yeah, but that's not really in the game yet. They should.
Yeah, I know. If Epic Games is listening to this, hint, hint.
Why would we? Why would they?
I don't know.
Like?
I like ARs.
Plank just said he liked ARs. Because Clank is here, apparently.
Oh, yay! Hey, everybody. Clank is here. He's another character that might make appearances on this podcast. Say hello, Clank.
Hi. He's a bot.
He's a robot.
Yeah. So, basically, we're just talking about Fortnite and Apex. What is your opinion on Fortnite?
I've gotten less into it past the time.
It just happens with every game. You eventually just get bored of it.
I'm just playing Apex in there. There's an event happening in
Sure. Yeah.
Same game that you're watching.
Yeah. No one gives connection to the pub. It's just a giant room with epicness.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's this group. Then there's this game called PUBG that plays Fortnite.
Don't even speak of that terrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying PUBG
claims that it's the best.
No, PUBG claims that Fortnite copied them.
No. They just
Yeah, but Battle Royales in general are just popular. People make them to get money and to give someone entertainment.
Okay, I'm going to go back and play some Apex Legends. Okay, bye, peoples.
Oh, there goes Clank.
Bye, Clank.
Okay, so, yeah, games are created to give you entertainment. As in, say, there's a certain game that's like a puzzle solver, and you want to just do some puzzles. There's games like that. If you want to go play a Battle Royale, there's tons out there. Because most of them have been created since the past 2-3 years.
Yeah, pretty much. But they can do better. I think the creators of these games have limited imaginations.
Yeah. Sometimes you can see that because some people just want to get money, as in, like, say, rip-off games, like Created Destruction. No one cares about this game, but some people play it anyway, because why not?
Yeah, and viewers, hint, hint, support us if you want. We could use some mics and stuff. Just help make our podcast better.
Yeah, if you like your podcast so far, then please support us at, just watch and listen. I don't know.
Hey, guys, the more you watch these videos, the more...
Wait, they're not videos.
Well, podcasts, whatever. The more you watch these, podcast, the more you support us, because the more people that watch these, the more money that we get to make this podcast better.
So remember that.
Remember, we're not professionals yet, so.
We will eventually in the future.
So, do good in life.
Yeah, the moral of the story is Fortnite and Apex are both very fun games. PUBG is dead, and Mario is classic.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. And now we're going to go. Thanks for listening.